RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantera Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
But again, that is down the road. And at this point, just worried about trying to get home right now and figure out what I'm going to do for a couple weeks and what I'm preparing for next. But, it's just a wild, wild time right now.
Justin Thomas is talking about what he's off to here. Of course, disappointed that the Players ended up being canceled and then the upcoming Masters amongst the events that are no longer, at least in their current time slot. We'll see if they actually do happen. We know the next three PGA Tour events that were scheduled will not happen. The Masters, they said the word postponed. We'll see if it ends up getting play here. As we welcome you back here, Tee to Green, 8:07 the time. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. We're with you for a bonus hour here. Lots to get to here. What has gone on this week with this effect on the sports world, the golf community here in Western New York, and that's why we're sticking on here for another hour here. I hope you can be with us throughout here on WGR. Thanks for waking up here on a Saturday with us. We got some information that we passed along to start our show just a little after 7. We do realize some of you may be tuning in now. Didn't get a chance to hear that, so we'll pass some along of that information right now. Kevin, we just were joined by Michelle Litwin at the Whirly Dome, so thanks to Michelle for spending a few minutes with us. She says everything in terms of their normal hours, business operations are as normal. They're taking extra precautions, keeping everything clean. There's hand sanitizers up and around for everybody at the Dome. But if you're looking for maybe a spot to go today, you don't have to have any contact with anybody at the Dome. You can go in and get some swings in today. I know we've got some other information, though, to pass along,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, and that was important to know because people want to know, hey, can I go, right? You know, whether you your choice whether you're going to places, but can you go? The answer is yes for that. They're open until 9 p.m. Tonight. I reached out to Ray Tugin at Lancaster Country Club. Our show was scheduled to be there today. We rescheduled in discussions with them, which I think was a responsible decision by everybody here. But they did cancel their bridal open house for tomorrow, Sunday, that was scheduled. They are taking appointments. So, again, if you have more time on your hands and say, I want to get over there and look at things, that it's by appointment, limited number of people. So, and I'm sure this is the way with many of our private clubs here in Western New York. They're still taking inquiries for membership. They are at Lancaster Country Club. You can make an appointment. Again, limited number of people, no large groups. So if it's you and five buddies want to go look at it, probably going to, you need to call and see what the number of people are allowed per time for that. Restaurants been cut in half. Servers and cooks wearing gloves throughout the night. Normally you don't see, cooks, yes. You normally don't see servers wearing gloves, but servers are wearing gloves now. I think that's in many places. And soup and salad bar common area been taken away. They'll serve that to you. So these are some of the precautions Lancaster Country Club's.
Yeah, one of our, you mentioned Lancaster. I want to welcome them, by the way, officially. We are going to do that today on site to being one of our home clubs this year. Another one of our home clubs at Tantara Golf Club, where we did our show last week. Don Schneider, the PGA Pro there and a membership director there, said that, regarding the current situation, the club has been communicating with its members, and that they said, they're doing all the extra precautions like normal to keep everything clean and safe. Their restaurant also open, same set kind of things that we heard at Lancaster there about the buffets and things like that, that staff will be serving. Says, though, look, if you're still thinking about golf and maybe joining somewhere this year, he said there's a great swing into spring promotion going on, no initiation fee. You've got the next month of dues are waived, and you get 6 guest passes if you sign up, so you can contact Don over at Tantara. And he says everything at Tantara is inclusive. Membership includes carts, driving range, club storage, everything. So if you want more information on that, contact Don Schneider over at one of our home clubs at Tantara Golf Club. And I know we reached out to Mark Poloncarz, the Erie County executive, in terms of maybe how this could affect the county courses. And he said at this point, a little too early to tell in terms of if there was a set open date. We know that the spring this year looks like everything is going to be opening up earlier, which is great news for everyone in the golf community. But he said at this moment, a little bit too early in terms of what's going on. But other things going on, we know the Western New York PGA, always hard at work. They're working all the time here. And
well, they've had cancellations. Yeah,
our they've got some meeting, news.
The Hope program, which we love to do with the veterans, but that's a big group. We had 35 guys in the paddock dome with us on that. That had to be, this week was the graduation week, that had to be postponed or canceled. It's not postponed. Spring meetings. It is good to hear it's business as usual, though, with everything that's going on that seems very, very crazy. The golf courses are like a nice bastion for you, a good place to go. They're still running their business. It might even be better because it's a little slower. The course will be a little more, bit more open. I mean, we're getting there that time of year where, as we said in the first hour, I like to think of this as a positive. Golf's one of the things you can still do during something like this national crisis. I don't know what to call this. What do you call this? A crisis? An emergency? I don't like using the word pandemic, I'll tell you that.
That's a scary word, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The World Health Organization called it a pandemic. It's a national emergency right now. I like to, it's a period of pause.
True.
In our country, for sure. Although I will say, as someone who's going to be out of work the next few weeks with cancellations of the PGA Tour scheduled to work, there's some other things to do. I host a show on Channel 2. I work in sales part-time for Logistics Plus. You may have heard the commercial there. I'd be happy to talk to you about shipping goods. But I'm going to go play some golf because I have the time to go play some golf. And, hopefully the weather's going to cooperate and some clubs I can go play. Because it'll get my mind off. It'll get my mind off the fact that I'll get my mind off the bottom line and all these other things. Now, whether it happens at schools, who knows? But we're not here to talk about schools. We're here to talk about golf, right? And so, with that in mind, I'm looking forward to playing my new Callaway golf clubs. We're happy to have Callaway Golf on board this year to get the Chrome Soft golf ball in play. I started trying it out last fall. Loved it. I love the soccer ball, by the way. that you know the yeah. chrome soft soccer, like it's all I love. But you know why I love looking at the spin on the golf ball, like on chips and putts.
It is cool. The kids love that golf ball too.
The kids love the golf ball. Well, they, you know what they do now? I was talking to Taylor, the rep, and we've got to do this. All right, I just have. You know, listen, I just haven't gotten to it. Lazy, Brian. You know, it's going to shock you that I'm lazy, but they you get logoed. You can get the logo, like in the pattern on the golf ball.
Yeah. And the pentagon all the way around the golf ball. Yeah, that would look good.
TD Green logo on there. Wouldn't that look slick?
That would look slick.
That would look very slick. Slick. Clubs are doing it. Yep. With that, golf clubs are doing it. So it's a great golf ball, the Chrome Soft.
I got a resolution for everybody. What you do is you call Custom Turf. You build a green in your backyard or in your basement, and then you never have to worry about it. You just go in your yard and chip and putt and play.
What do you think I was drinking the Jim Beam last night, Jeff?
Chipping and putting in the basement?
In my basement. In my putting green.
Have you been out in the yard yet, Brian? Has the weather let you get out in the yard?
Yes. Yeah? My putting green in my backyard has gotten some use already, and it probably will this weekend. The sun is out. It looks nice. I'm sure I'm sure my son will be out there, too. He loves putting on it.
Yeah. No, and a lot of people, if they're going to watch the Players this weekend or with the Masters coming around, like, that's like, oh, right? You start putting in your living room.
Even, you're making, like, those swings.
You're
checking your grip.
Do I need to go to Woods to Wedges and get my clubs re-gripped, right? I mean.
You know, it's a good time, though. It would be a good time of year. You know, if you're in that, maybe look at your equipment. You know, if you're a player. Look at your equipment and see, hey, what is everything in my bag serving a purpose for me? That's what I like to ask people when I'm on the range with them. And, you know, first lesson or something, one of the first things I always do is look at people's bags. And often you see clubs in there that are just completely useless. You know, how many times I've seen guys with a 54, a 56, and a 58-degree wedge in their bag? It's, well, you've got some nice wedges. They're 2 degrees apart. Yeah. So this would be a time of year.
Talk about that, the importance of and actually, we have a video up that we it's on our YouTube channel. Brian, it's more Brian being fit with Callaway. But that was.
I'll tweet out that link right now.
That was a tough edit, by the way. An hour and a half into 18 minutes, I think I got it down to.
It is a long process.
You had to watch me swing for an hour and a half. That was just a tough view for you, probably.
There were a few scary moments, some camera angles that I took, and I'm like,
You were bold.
I'm trusting.
I'm glad, though, I came through and not, there was no injuries.
Yeah. I have a great fitting story. So we're at the Country Club of Buffalo, and Titleist Tour Van's coming. It's on its way to Rochester, and it stops and fits us, Titleist staffers. And I'm getting ready to warm up to get in there, and I shank a wedge, and it blasts into the Titleist Tour Van, the only idiot mark on the Titleist Tour Van in the history of the world came from me. Yeah, thank you. I almost killed somebody walking in. But I digress. But
that's, you know, fantastic.
But, you know, we talk about wedges. People don't often talk about wedge fitting. You know, you talk about going to get your irons fit or your driver fit. Everybody wants to hit. Getting the driver fit's fun. You know, you get on the launch monitor, you go outside and you watch the ball flight. But wedges are super important. Just a few notes. Typically, you want 4 to 6 degrees of separation between your wedges. And because if you have 2 degrees, you're going to hit them too close. Even if they have different bounce configurations and things like that, you want to build that into your set. You know, build the bounce angle, one you'll be comfortable with in the bunkers. Some people like a 60-degree wedge for bunkers, some like a 56, depending on what kind of bunkers and how you play, what kind of bounce configuration. Some people are what we call slider sweepers, where their wedge comes in very shallow and they don't take much of a divot. They will typically use less bounce. Digger drivers are guys who just hammer down and, you know, take a big sod with their wedges. Those are digger drivers. They have a little bit more bounce angle. And the other thing you got to remember is clubs now. I remember when I was a young man playing, my Hogan pitching wedge had 51 degrees of loft. Now my pitching wedge has 43 degrees of loft. So that's 2 clubs difference. So factor that in when you're picking out your wedge. I haven't sold a 3-iron to anybody in a fitting. I can't remember. Usually it'll start at 4 for high-speed players, 5 or 6 for lower-speed players, and you throw an extra wedge in at the other end because your pitching wedge, some of the pitching will have 41 degrees, and then their next wedge is 56 is a sand wedge. So you've got 50, you know, and they wonder why there's that big gap in there. And that's where you're going to score. When you get closer to the green, you know, you want to be super comfortable. If you're not a comfortable wedge player, it might be your wedge configuration.
What do you think is, I mean, when you see players using their wedges around the green, what are some mistakes that you're seeing them use? I mean, I know I've done some of them myself, trying to, you know, when's the right time to take more loft? When's the time to take less loft? When's the time to use the green? When's the time to send it right to the pin? Like, what are some of the things that you feel like golfers could do a better job of to improve their scores around the green like that?
You know, when I watch good players pitch and chip, it's a very simple motion. There's not much movement. It looks like there's nothing that can go wrong when they hit the shot. When I watch mid-range amateurs even pitch and chip, there's a lot of leg motion. They're hinging and rehinging with their wrists. And typically, I'll see the ball too far forward for most people when they're pitching and chipping. You want that club to bottom out 2 to 4 inches in front of the golf ball. That's the bottom of the arc. When you've got that ball forward with a wedge that's got some bounce and it's up near your forward foot, trying to get it to bottom out in front of the club is a difficult task, and that bounce is then kind of working against you for a lot of players, so they'll blade it or they'll fat it. And I see a lot of wide stances. You know, yeah. Kev, you're on the PGA Tour, you're watching guys pitch and chip. How many of them have shoulder-width stances when they're pitching? Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. But you go to lessons, and the guy's got the ball forward, and he's trying to flick under it with a wedge. And then as far as your question, as far as like when to pitch and run, that's a comfort, that's a player thing. I remember Tiger, when he was the best in the world, he very seldom hit the pitch and run because he was so very comfortable lofting it to the hole and getting it to stop, you know. And he felt like if he had to roll it across the green, there were too many variables. If he flew it in the air, but for your average player, that chip and run is going to be a much, much easier shot.
Depends on course conditions, too. Correct. Arnold Palmer Invitational is very firm and fast, the golf course, and windy, and the chip and run, you had no idea how far it was running out, so they tried to take it higher. Hey, I want to bring a guest on right now. He is a Western New York native. He lives in Austin, Texas now. A friend of mine, he volunteers for us as a driver, support driver for our radio team at times, and he was at TPC Sawgrass for the 2 days before the cancellation. Steve Smith grew up in East Aurora. Smitty, how are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. You were at there. You were with Freddie Albers.
Oh yeah.
You're like his personal driver. I get it.
No. Yeah, his personal driver.
Yeah. Right? So what was it like being at TPC Sawgrass?
First of all, I got to say that number one, you got to feel for all the people down there, the volunteers, the obviously the players. Everybody put all this time and effort in to have this you know, their big tournament. And to see what had to happen, I get it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's tough to see. But at any rate, number one, it was interesting. As everything unfolded, you know, I was there for just 48 hours. But on Thursday, you know, I was driving Fred, and the crowds were decent Thursday morning. We commented that we've seen, you know, bigger crowds, but it was kind of like a domino effect. The first thing Fred said was, to me, goes that, hey, they just shut down the NCAA tournament. And from there, it was, Major League Baseball, and the next. And then a couple hours later, that's when the commissioner came on and said, we're going to shut down spectators for Friday and the rest of the tournament. And you know, you can see the vibe kind of just going out of the fans that were on site because that word had kind of started to spread around. But it was different, very, very different. But I have to say this, that Thursday evening, we all thought this thing was going to go on to Friday, and I was going to think it was going to be pretty interesting to be on the golf course with nothing but the professionals. But our buddy Fred made the prediction Thursday night, because I think they're going to shut the whole thing down. And
yeah, that's what he sent me a text that too. Yeah, when Freddie sent me that text, I'm like, really? You know, because I thought they'd play Friday, get 36 holes in. It's you can make it an official event. But they made the right decision, I think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got so many people out there, and then the fear factor starts running through if you get too close to people and so on and so forth. They absolutely made the right decision. You know, it's tough for all of us. You know, you guys are all in the business.
Yeah.
You know, as a fan and doing what I do. But at the end of the day, they're looking out for all of us. It was tough. I got to tell you, we got to the phone and we got out of there pretty quickly. But let me talk about the golf course. Let's shift gears here. The golf course, this is a shame. As Fred said, it's the best shape he's ever seen it in. I mean, I've been there a few times now with him. It was awesome. We happened to cover McIlroy, Rahm, and Koepka, and that was fun. I mean, it didn't play great, but it was great, you know, but it was fun. But at the end of the day, they did make the right decision. You know, living here in Austin, the ramifications of not having the Delmats play championship here, and having South by Southwest canceled.
Yeah.
It's tough, guys. I mean, we're all feeling it one way or the other. We're all feeling this.
The crowd that was obviously there on Thursday, I'm sure news was trickling out throughout, you know, minute by minute of other events being canceled and some of the news coming in. Did you kind of get a chance to maybe overhear some of these conversations? Maybe you were in on some of them yourself on just kind of what people on the course were reacting to. And, you know, even the thought of, hey, are we staying here? Are we leaving? Like, what, you know, kind of what was going on from the spectator perspective?
Yeah, you know, I from that point, I didn't talk. I talked more kind of with some of the volunteers. You know, I didn't necessarily have talked with the fans, but the volunteers, they started to feel the drift. And, you know, I was talking to one lady, I guess we're by 17 Green or whatever, and she's like, oh, my gosh, you know, this sounds like we're not going to be out here tomorrow. And this is good. You know, we spent all this time, all this effort. And it is. It's a long process. It's a, you know, run a tour of it. It's a year-long process to get the thing ready. And extremely disappointed. Extremely disappointed. But, again, the commissioner made the right decision. He did. There's no doubt about it. As upset as I was just getting about 2 hours sleep two nights ago to catch a plane to get back home, he made the right decision. It's a shame, but life will go on, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Smitty. You talk about living in Austin, South by Southwest. I mean, the economic impact of that city, and then the week after to have match play there. And you want to talk about it, I mean, that's a World Golf Championship. It's an international field. People coming from all over. It's one of my favorite events that I work. I get to hang out with you. That's part of the reason why. But I mean, like the impact from that event. The build out's probably already over there at Austin Country Club.
Oh my gosh! You know and that's something too that you've got to realize. They start prepping that golf course 3 or 4 months ago. I mean, I would drive by occasionally, and you know the fans were good. They're working on that stuff in December. So, you know, it's all that work that's put into it. But, you know, this is all going to pass.
Yep.
It's going to take some time. You know, we know the schedule is shut down through the Masters, right? Let's throw the Masters in there. But hopefully, you know, in about, you know, another month or so or 5 or 6 weeks, they crank this thing back up again.
Yep.
But, you know, as I said, it was interesting, Kevin, being with all your fellow announcers and the PGA Tour staff and so on and so forth. You know, they plugged along, but I tell you one thing, they were obviously just as disappointed as everybody else.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's our marquee event, the PGA Tour, the Players' Championship, and it's special to be there. I was there the last 3 years. It's an incredible place. They've done an amazing job making that bigger and better. I'm disappointed I won't see you at least for one day in San Antonio in a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing you at some point down the road out there on tour.
Yes, yeah, sir.
All right, pal. Thanks for joining us.
Listen, you guys all stay safe. And listen, I hope the weather gets nice and warm up there. Go out and play some golf. Can't, why not? I mean, go play. Can't watch it on TV or listen to it.
Yep.
Go play.
You know what's going to happen now? Your brother Billy's going to start texting me. All right. Give my best to Carla.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
I do too. Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
The other thing we don't think about is all the charity money these PGA Tour events raise.
Yes.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars for charity just got washed away.
And listen, that is significant. The tickets. That's where, you know, the money comes from, tickets and the gate there. And yeah, that's, you know, going away. The community in Northern Florida and Jacksonville area, that is significant for them. The folks next week in the Tampa area for the Valspar, gone. Same thing in Austin, and the same thing in San Antonio. Like, those are charity dollars that as you mentioned earlier, Jeff, you don't make it back.
No.
You know, it's just gone. You know, it's not like your 401k that we believe will rebound, right? If you just sit on your hands and do nothing,
it'll
come. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We do hope when it comes to that. So, anyhow.
828. Here it is on Tee to Green. We're with you for 2 hours today. Hope you're enjoying our extra coverage. When we come back, we'll get you our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff, always here to make your golf swing better. He's going to have the best insight. Coming up next right here, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer keeping us in check behind the glass. More Tee to Green coming up right after this.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
What I think right now, everyone is nervous about what has been going around, but I think it's the necessary steps that need to be taken in regards, you know, the safety and health of not only players, but you know, just the general population.
Jason Day, his thoughts after the first round of the Players Championship, and then, of course, later finding out there would be no more golf for the foreseeable future here. The next three events on the PGA Tour have been canceled, which includes next week's Valspar Championships, then the World Golf Championship Match Play, the Valero Texas Open, and then, of course, we found out yesterday that the event after that, which would have been about, you know, 4 weeks or so from now, the Masters postponed.
He's got to work on his own health, man. His back is not right.
Imagine if he's been healthy his whole career, how dominant he might have been.
I was following his group at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and he was playing with Adam Scott, and who was the third in the group? Doesn't matter. And on the fourth hole, like, he was limping, and on the fifth, I asked his caddy to come out the green and go, "It's his back?" And he just kind of gave me a look like, And he hit a tee shot, blew it way right in the junk, and I'm like, he's done. As soon as he sees where his ball is, there's no way he's going to want to rip it out of there. And sure enough, he walked over there and just gave it the old, I'm done.
And he's the type of, he has that ferocious, quick change of directions he's got. You know, he's not like a Phil Mickelson who has a longer, smoother swing. He puts a lot of torque on his body.
Yes,
Tiger does. You know, that's why Tiger's had all those knee surgeries, because he's rotating around that left knee at such speed, and decelerating is the problem.
Like, aren't we finding the window is so short now for golfers to maintain a number one position? In frankly, like Jordan Spieth, right? And he had an illness. That it took him. He's trying to get it back. Jordan Spieth. We look at Justin Rose. Yeah, he's got back problems. Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, the knee problems. Right. I mean, it's so difficult to stay on top. That's why Rory McIlroy is in amazing shape, in incredible shape right now.
He's got the type of swing that'll last too. He doesn't have the quick. He's got
It's really long and fluid, isn't it?
Yes. Like Mickelson's.
And he's become an articulate leader on that tour.
Yes,
too.
He is.
And I really appreciate listening to him.
When he came out against the Premier Golf League, and the whole idea of it killed it right there.
Yep.
You know, when he just said, "You know what? I don't want to be told where I have to be and when I have to be. I want to basically choose where I'm going to play." He's an international player. You know, if they had landed him, then I think there would have been an issue. But you know, listen, he's the Players Champion. Still is the Players' Champion.
Correct.
He's the FedEx Cup champion, and for the top player on the PGA, he's voted Player of the Year.
Number one in the world.
Number one in the world, and for that player to say, and then to say, you know what, I don't even like where the money's coming from.
True.
That's significant.
He also didn't go to the Middle East.
Yep. Correct.
On principle. I bet they threw a boatload of money in him to go.
Sure.
But I appreciate that. So.
Absolutely. 8:37 the time here on TD Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro. Jeff Mitas, thanks for being with us here on a Saturday morning. You heard it is time now for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And we're talking about club fitting. It may be the time as you think about, okay, when am I going to get to play here over the course of, we hope, the next few days, few weeks. Courses are opening up. A great spring here in Western New York. Club fitting and its importance, it's something that we talked about from time to time throughout our shows over the past few seasons, it's more and more something that we feel like is beneficial, Jeff, we're finding out.
Yeah, just a couple quick notes. One of the things I noticed right away, you'll hear this. This is a good time of year, first of all, for people to get their grips changed. You know, you're going to start a new season, get some new grips. What I see a lot is people go and they grab a real large grip or a mid-sized grip. Well, it feels good in my hands, they tell me. But, you know, they don't have larger hands. You just double check that first, because a lot of times if that grip gets too big, especially under your lower hand, it makes hitting those irons crisp a little bit more difficult. That's why grips typically will have a taper to them. So you get that, say a right-handed golfer, you get it in your fingers in your right hand a little bit more, and it allows you to do some more things in the golf swing. If that right hand, say for a right-handed golfer, there's too many wraps under there, or that's too big of a grip, you're actually limiting yourself. I know people have arthritis or they have hand problems. Still, double check. Don't go with a bigger grip than you need. There's a way to check it. You know, check with your PGA pro when you get fit. Shafts and loft also. So like we talked about Jason Day is going to use a stiffer shaft than most, a stiffer, heavier shaft, because he changes direction so quickly and he puts a lot of load on the shaft. Where a Rory McIlroy, if they have the same speed, might use a little softer shaft because he creates speed a little bit differently. There's so many options there. You know, graphite shafts, you can, where the kick point is, how much torque it has, how you're going to launch the ball. So when you're looking at the loft on the bottom of that club, just ignore it. Okay, because Callaway's 9.5, Titleist 9.5, TaylorMade's 9.5, they're all different, and it all interacts with your golf club too, based on where the weight is in that club. If that club's designed to launch it high, if it's designed to launch it with low spin, what kind of shaft you put into it, what your angle of attack is into the ball, all those things are factors. So when you're looking at, you know, for the spring, don't go, I need a 9.5-degree driver and go pull one off the shelf. That's about the worst thing you can do, or buy one from somebody else, because lie angles also are important. Now, if you're buying irons, now your shaft's important. Obviously, the head's important. That lie angle, the way the club shaft goes into the hosel, is very, very important. You know, I have mine typically about 1 degree flat. I don't like to miss it left. I crank it down a little bit, 1 degree flat. Somebody else might be 2 or 3 degrees up, and if I start to hit their clubs, that ball's going left, and I'm not going to have very good contact on the center of the blade. I'll struggle hitting the center of the blade with a club like that. So think about that when you're getting fit. If you just buy some clubs off the rack and don't get fit, or don't even have a PGA Pro look at you before you purchase it, or even have a conversation with them, you're probably making a mistake. It's important. Just imagine going skiing, your first time skiing, you got 18-foot-long skis. It'd be very difficult to play a ski.
Yeah. I love what you said, though, about the loft of the driver. I feel like everybody says, is that 10.5? Is that 9.5? Is that like... That's everybody wants to know that right away. And as you said, like, it could be meaningless. It could mean a lot depending upon how everything else is set up.
I don't know. I'd have to look at what the loft is on the bottom of my driver, because I get fit for it and then I put it in that position and I go. It doesn't. Yeah. The loft is immaterial to me.
What was your loft on the when we did
the Maverick once? Yeah. I think it was 9.5.
9.5. Yeah. That's what it settled on.
That's the entry point.
And you know what?
For most
people. And people might say, oh, that sounds low. And we were trying to have me hit the ball higher, and the way that it all worked out, you think, oh, well, why wouldn't he hit in 10.5 or 11? Yeah. Like
I hit, I'm 8 degree.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. You're like, I hit a very high spin, high golf ball. I want to get the ball lower so I can get the release once it hits. So, you know, for example,
and it's a spin rate in the air that's important.
Correct. Spin rate in the air. And I think I went with a smaller head for that reason. Brian clearly has a bigger head than I do. No, it was amazing that we're two decent golfers Duffs on the weekend. And we have two completely different specs on the Callaway Maverick driver.
But I could put a different shaft in your driver and you could hit it the same, or we could change the shaft in Brian's driver and it's not working like a 9.5 then. And the launches, what you want to do with the driver is you hit it what we call through a launch window. So I think it's 12 to 17 degrees, depending on your swing speed, right? So lower swing speeds want to hit it lower through the launch window, or higher swing speeds, I'm sorry, hit it lower through the launch window. Slower swing speeds, they want to hit it higher because it's about carry. Everybody that says, I get a nice roll with this ball, that's actually the descending angle of your golf ball, and that comes into the fitting. You know, your golf ball, you want it to come down at about 30 degrees. If you're hitting it, you know, coming down at, it's almost a line drive, that ball's on the ground too soon.
Well, But the carry, if it's side spin carry,
is bad.
Right. That's and what I can deal with. The
and
side
you can
spin.
Reduce side spin with a stiffer shaft, but it lowers your launch.
Correct. Yes. There's all these factors. Right. This is why you call Woods to Wedges and get fit.
Right.
In their studio, they have all those different shafts, club heads there.
Right.
It's you're spending so much money on if you're investing in a new driver, which again I advocate
you only
for this reason. You spend so much money and time playing golf. Why not play it well? Like why? And you're just going to spend so much
easier.
Yeah, what, make it easier, more enjoyable. Everybody loves hitting a good drive,
right?
Everybody loves making a putt. Like you, if you're just going to get two different clubs, get yourself a new driver and new putter that are fit to you, that fit your stroke, that fit your eye. All these things, because you spend so much money on these items. Why not make sure they're right for you so you can enjoy the game more?
Right. And putters, there is a difference in putters. There's face balance putters, quarter droop, half droop. There's a million different things, and it's based on the person's stroke. You know, a person that has an open door, closed door stroke will use a heel shafted, a little more droop. Someone that you don't actually technically go straight
you
back and straight through.
You mean toe hang, right?
Toe
right.
hang, yes.
Nobody likes a droop.
No, it's a bad word, probably. We got to come up with a better word for
I'm
that,
saying.
I guess, right?
I keep thinking of the cartoon of droopy.
Yeah,
hello.
Droopy dog, yeah. But in a putting stroke, you don't technically go straight back and straight through. That's anatomically impossible. But there's face balance putters that facilitate a straighter,
a square impact.
A square stroke, yeah.
Right.
All those things, and then the length of the putter. So if I'm using a 35-inch putter, I may not get my eyes over the ball, where if I have a 34-inch putter, my normal setup sets me up perfect, right, with my eyes over the golf ball.
I'm noticing more players in the PGA Tour going with shorter putters.
Mm-hmm.
They're bent over at the waist.
Yep.
So their eyes are right over the golf. Think of Matt Kuchar. Even though he's got the longer putter that it's braced against his forearm, look how bent over Matt Kuchar is
when
he putts.
If you look at all the tour players, almost all of them are going to have their eyes either right over the ball or a little bit inside the ball. The fault is if your eyes get over the ball, too far out. That's a difficult way to putt. You can have your eyes directly over the ball or slightly inside the ball, and that's a fine way to putt. You don't want to have your eyes 8 inches inside the ball. A quick drill for that, set up in your putting posture, get the ball lined up where you'd have it, and put a golf ball between your eyes and drop it
and
see where it goes. Yeah, and then you'll
know. I think you showed me that eons ago.
Yeah.
I have a mirror. I have a little putting board at home.
You'd want it to land right on the ball when you
drop
it?
You'd want it to land right behind the ball or right inside the ball,
okay,
closer to your body. Now, and there's so many differences there, too. This is why we talk so much about alignment. I love to use the line on the golf ball because, you know, visuals are important when you're putting. And if you're not seeing the line well, you may lose confidence, or you may think you're starting it straight when you're not. A lot of things.
That's, you know, I mentioned ChromeSoft, our golf ball.
They've got
year.
The three lines on it
it's
now this year.
The triple track on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Odyssey putters have the triple track on there, too, with a two ball and even their blade ones. So you can line up the triple track on the ball and the putter.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I can't wait to try that out this year.
I play with a
triple track golf ball. And it matters. I'm looking forward to trying out the putter with the golf ball.
I saw Mickelson had the ball when he was playing at the Players, and it's got the three lines on it, the two blue and the red stripe in the middle. And
yes,
I can see how they would like that, because they all mark up the ball so they can get something to align.
It's already marked
with
for
the green.
It's already marked for you.
Yeah.
It's already on there, and it's like a lane, if you will, the pathway, you know, right to the hole.
And you probably see it on tour. I think, you know, I don't like with the measuring the steps and using the two finger, I forget the name of the system there.
Aim point.
I believe it has merit, but good putters putt by feel. But you do want to get it started online. How many players use the line on the PGA Tour? How many players line that up where they're starting their point?
All of them.
Every single one
all
of them. Yeah, very few might put the clear side, so they're just going.
No.
But I doubt it. And
everyone does.
Every lesson I give, when I'm giving a putting lesson, one of the first things you do is check, hey, where do you think you're aimed? I hold the putter and they'll go back. They're not aimed anywhere close. So that's why this time of year, that's a great thing to do inside. You're stuck inside, snap a chalk line down or find a straight putt and hit some putts and make sure your alignment's good and get used to it.
We mentioned Matt Kuchar earlier. Just a quick note, we were both coming through customs on the way back from Mexico championship in Atlanta. And I was just having a conversation. He goes, you know, I haven't been home since Thanksgiving. This was a month ago. Hadn't been home since Thanksgiving. Because he went to the President's Cup. And then since it was in that part of the world, starting the year in Hawaii, him and his family spent Christmas in Hawaii. You know, like, why fly Bing, you know, back and forth? And then he competed on the West Coast and then to Mexico. That was astonishing to me. Wow. Here's one of the top players in the world, and he hadn't been home since Thanksgiving.
And remember, he was playing in the Bahamas, right, at Tiger's tournament, the Hero.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
So he flew from there. He flew to there.
Right.
Then they were on that charter all the way across to Australia.
Yeah.
Then there, then to Hawaii,
isn't that amazing?
Then to California.
Think
then
about
to,
that for a second.
That's, I bet he has some miles.
Yeah.
He might get a free flight.
Well,
or
he
two.
Was, he definitely, we were on the same flight. He was in first class. I was not.
I thought he might have a NetJets deal or something like that.
Well, he does, but I don't think, internationally, no.
Doesn't cover a lot of that.
I apologize. I took the TD Green Jet that weekend. You couldn't use
awesome.
It.
Awesome. You got it.
Yeah, we
got
to talk about that.
I signed it out for that week. I had it first.
We had talked, though.
When we come back, I want to let everybody know about something they can look forward to. Our club, want to talk about that, and our majors contest.
That's right. All coming up, including our Champions Tour report. So we roll on here on TD Green. Hope you're enjoying our extra hour this week. With you till 9 a.m., another segment coming your way with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening here. TD Green, more right after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time for our Champions Tour report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, right here on Tee to Green.
Final segment here on Tee to Green. Hope you enjoyed our extra hour this week. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. The Champions Tour report, unfortunately, nothing to report. They weren't scheduled to play this week. Their next event that was scheduled was the last week in March, the 27th through the 29th at Fallen Oak Country Club. But that event, along with all the other PGA Tour events, have been canceled at this moment through the Valero Texas Open, which, Kevin, what, that would get us into the first weekend of April. So
the Valero Texas Open was first weekend in April, yes.
Yeah, so that would have got, so basically anything that's scheduled to start in March on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour like I'm giving you here, or the Korn Ferry Tour, or any of the other, tours, are all canceled basically through March. As we heard, of course, on the PGA Tour, not that it's a PGA Tour run event, but the Masters this week, yesterday announced that they are postponing their event. So
all those people who won the lot. So here's what people:
You won those tickets this
year, won the lottery and tickets this year, and
at this point, you probably have already made flight, hotel, and everything to go.
Yeah. There are people who probably rented houses, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trip of a lifetime.
Can you imagine, though, you finally win it? Like, you've been
Get tickets to Berkman's place.
Many people have, many people have been putting in for years and years. This is like a lifelong dream. You finally maybe got your hands on tickets.
For those who did not get tickets, raising hands.
Yes.
They're not going to just grandfather those in for next year, right? They're going to re-lottery, aren't they?
I think it depends.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know
how their system works, but I know there are people that have tickets. They just get them every year. They're in the... There's different types of tickets that they offer, like
that's
daily
correct.
Tickets and passes. Those passes, they don't come up for a lottery.
No, they're like Green Bay Packers season tickets.
Right. Yeah, you get handed those down in the will.
That's correct, yes. What I want to mention is our TD Green Golf Club. That is still available this year. We're going to have giveaways coming up. Our friends from Michelob Ultra, great partners from Michelob Ultra. And, hey, if you're thinking about hunkering down here, there's, Michelob Ultra's a great friend to spend it with.
Go low carb, yes.
Yes. As I mentioned, I helped support Michelob Ultra yesterday, along with our friends at Jim Beam. But Michelob Ultra is going to have some great prizes again this year for our TD Green Club giveaways. And we work with our partners all the time to give away some things. We give away a Callaway golf hat and
shirt.
From Donald Ross. We did that a little bit ago. Nate Geary, who is our contributor online, our digital contributor at TD Green, with his round that he played in San Antonio. Nate, I'm lowering the bar next time, Nate, to break 80. That's what I'm lowering it to. But anyway, we're happy to give that away. But you got to be a TD Green Club member. Go to tdgreen.golf, tdgreen.golf, and register to be a TD Green Club member today. It's free to sign up, and then you go to our random drawings for that, and then we'll soon be resuming our newsletter that we send out each week to TD Green Club members. So wanted to mention that. There's no cost to join that. That is free to do so, and we give away great stuff. And we're going to have our majors contest, despite not, we don't have the Masters this year, but we're going to add an event. As soon as we resume and figure out what the schedule's like, we will have four majors contests this year. The fourth major, this is assuming they play the PGA Championship in May, the fourth major will be determined by our board of directors.
That's right.
Three of us.
That's right. Well, let's hope we get. Let's hope the other three majors get in, and we get a fourth tournament in there as well for our majors contest. Batavia Downs Gaming is back.
By the way. I saw Ryan Hansenauer was tweeting out like they are open. Like there were some reports that they're open.
Yep.
Again, one of our partners, and we don't want to mention the Dome and Whirly Dome is open. I think the Tonawanda Dome's still open. It seems like it's never been open this year.
It's open.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying because it took forever to get it back up.
Oh, yeah.
With the new dome there, which I can't imagine, what it's doing to the grill of the dome there when that was down. Like, I mean,
that still does well.
No, well,
not as well when the dome's
not
down.
Sure. That's right. And the sports zone there got a great business. Josh and his family who run that over there. So
absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to getting together with Nate Geary, and we're gonna put some content out this week. So he's been swinging well. I'll take a little pride in how Nate's
concerned.
Working on his game.
I'm getting concerned.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, he's gonna be a good player.
Well, he has your tutelage.
I'll take all the credit. Yeah.
Don't make him too good. His head's already too big.
Yeah.
That's right.
He doesn't tweet enough. That's his problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for him to bring me a pizza. I just dropped off some goods for him to review, and, you'd think he'd give me one of those pizzas that he's always tweeting about.
It looks like he eats eight pizzas a week. He eats a lot of pizza, that guy.
Yes.
Well, not anymore. He's on a program.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
When you're in your 20s, though, you can eat pizza.
Dude, if I were 20 and single, what the hell? I eat a lot of pizza now.
Every day.
I got pizza and wings in my fridge.
Eat pizza every day.
I did eat pizza. At the Arnold Palmer, I ate pizza every day. They had it.
It's always good.
You come off the golf course walking 13.
Are you scheduled to work the memorial this year?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Well, that'll help your waistline with the milkshakes, right?
Well, see, you, now, well,
but there's
that's
hills there. You walk a lot of hills.
The milkshake thing, that's in the player's locker room.
Oh.
And
I didn't know if you could.
I get access. No, I have access to the player's locker room.
No, but I didn't know if you could pay for one. Like, I didn't know if you could go in.
Listen, there's only a couple of instances where I'd go in the player's locker room. One, if there's a rain delay, we need to go get a player for an interview. Okay. Right. Number two is in case of emergency. And that's happened a few times where, like, I, you know what? I need a facility and I can go in the locker room. That's understandable. And the third time, frankly, is the milkshake at Memorial. And it's the best damn milkshake I ever had. The kid who makes them there, it is incredible. The setup's amazing. And I'm like, how good could this milkshake be? Let me tell you, outstanding.
And I've been in those players' locker rooms. You can see why you would not run the event. The Europeans have a little different perspective on locker room etiquette.
That's a great way to end it. All right. Two-hour edition of TD Green. If you just tuned in, you want to hear any of our 2 hours, including great antidotes like that from Jeff, it'll all be up on our on-demand section, WGR550.com. Thanks for listening. Everybody stay safe. We will be back next week, 7 a.m., TD Green, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, Derek Kramer. Thank you for your work as well. I'm Brian Koziel. Enjoy your day here on TD Green on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.